Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He's good to go. You tell me, T-Bone.
Who?
What do you think?
He's not already on. Is he?
According to the lines in the practice this morning, this guy's playing tonight. Chris Wagner's with us from your Boston Bruins. How you doing, Chris?
Why is Zoe so surprised?
The timing of it. Normally, it's like...
Surprise. He sounded disappointed.
No.
Did you hear that?
No, I was like, oh, I'm playing tonight. Now you're going to get anxious. Like, what are you going to eat today? What are you having for pregame meal?
I just ate it. I already had, I have a salad. It was like peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes, little ranch. Then,
sounds nice.
What else? Then I have like penne with a little meat sauce, a little Alfredo, and a piece of salmon.
Oh, it sounds nice. That's the last thing you eat for 6 hours. Whew.
Then we literally just snack till game time, and that's it.
You know, speaking of ranch, did you see this tweet from Jimmy Stewart, Zoe? Did you see this?
Yeah, take one of the four and you have to throw it out.
You just revealed you like ranch. You're a ranch guy. You've got to pick one of these four things that you can't ever have again.
Do away with.
Ranch is one. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is number two.
Yep.
Frank's Red Hot is three. And Heinz ketchup is four. If you had to delete one from your life, what is it?
It's ketchup.
Ketchup.
Yeah. Shocker. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
See, I said the Sweet Baby Ray's because I thought you could kind of, if you're stuck, mix all those other ones and create some sort of sauce. Like, I could never live without ketchup.
I don't know. I like mixing the Sweet Baby Ray's and like ranch. That's pretty good.
It's almost like you almost get like, what is that? Chick-fil-A type sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you were going to ask something else sports related. So why don't you do that?
Oh, what the hell was it? See, I got
something about the Bruins.
Oh yeah.
You know, the team he plays for.
So the other day, Tom Wilson, another hit, and Bruce Cassidy called it,
incidental.
Incidental, but you could see the, where the elbow's heading. What'd you guys as players make of Tom Wilson's hit?
On Sean?
Yes, on Corrali, yep.
Yeah. I think Sean was kind of going down, and then he kind of, I don't know. It would have been a tough hit, like, if his elbow was up like that, but you can't really tell. He's probably kind of bracing himself, like, once he saw Sean go down. So that's like a split-second thing in my eyes, and it's unfortunate that, like, his head hit him. Like the thigh, but I didn't have that much of a problem with it.
Are the Bruins playing their best hockey of the year right now?
I think that homestand we did for sure. I didn't think we played as good as we did last week, the other night in Buffalo. I think we're defending real well. Obviously, Tuukka made some unreal saves. I think overall we're playing our best stretch of hockey we have in a while.
You've been around Krejci for a while now. Do you can you see things sort of opening up for him now with Hall? You know, and he's talked about putting good guys around him.
Yeah, I think he's having more fun too. With a guy like that, and Hall can carry the puck in the zone and then make plays, and Krejci can feed him, and then Smitty's been red hot too. So that line's definitely clicking right now.
We asked you last week about how you were feeling about Rask and how he was feeling. You said good. That's shown on the ice.
I was right.
He's played very well. He did have some comments about his back the other day, saying it's good enough to play. Has some people nervous, understandably. Tonight, Swayman, the kid back in. How's he doing? He's doing good?
Doing well. I warmed him up this morning, so he'll be ready to go. He's still been awesome, so everyone's confident in him, and I'm sure he'll be ready to rock.
What do you do to warm up? What do you give him a little extra
Top shelf? Like, when we go on the ice or pregame skate, you go with the goalie coach and you just throw, like, 15 at his blocker, 15 at his glove, on the ice. But I wasn't usually the guy to do that because sometimes, you know, my shots go awry. Like, I was warming up Tuukka one time, and I'm supposed to be shooting glove, and I rifle one, like, bar down, blocker side. He didn't like that. But I think I was pretty good this morning. I was probably, like, 95%, I think, hitting the right spots.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So it should be a good night for you tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to score one day.
You're talking about, going to take a nap. How the hell do you nap before a game? I'd be petrified. I'd sleep in, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
With an alarm.
Yeah, but I just, like, my nerves, man. I'm like, I don't know. I'm wired differently. But you guys, you're conditioned to do this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just could never take a nap before the game. Like, okay, I just had my pregame meal. I'm going to go to nap.
Yeah. But you played at 1 and 4.
That's right. We sucked when I played, too. That's a good point. Yeah. But, I mean, even on our night games, when we would have our random night games or a playoff game, big game,
yeah,
you would never, like, okay, we're going to leave, go back to stay at the hotel. I would just, like, get in the car, would go to the stadium 6 hours early and just hang out in the locker room. I could never sleep.
Well, my thing is that, like, after the game, I don't fall asleep till, like, 1:30, 2:30. So then the next day, I'm like, if I wake up at, like, 8:30 or 9, I'm probably going to nap that day, too. So then you just get in a routine of, like, you have a nap time.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, 5 years old and then just keep doing it over and over again.
What do you think of Garrett Richards? I don't know if you've seen the Red Sox pitcher bitching about the cold weather, and, you know, he's never had a jacket in his 9-year career, but things aren't going well for him as a Red Sox pitcher. Do a little other sports thing here with Wags. Get him ready for the summer.
He said it's too cold out?
Yeah.
He said he's never been in a
team.
Dealing
with the elements last night. It was a little chilly.
He's 10 years into his career. He's never been on a team where he had to have a jacket ready because he's never had to work in one of these climates.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It sounds a bit soft.
A bit. He's going to be good this summer. I'm telling you. Wags is going to be good this summer.
I can't wait for your fill-in shifts this summer.
It's going to be great. Gonna be awesome.
I mean, it's spring, Blake. We all played when it was, like, snowing out in, like, Little League and stuff. Those are the fun games besides getting, like, frostbite. But, I don't know. Just comes with the territory, I guess.
Are you surprised by the Red Sox' good start?
Yeah, I am. Especially after that first weekend, but I've actually started watching a little now since they got hot. They're playing well, hitting the ball well.
It's a thing. Baseball's back.
I think a lot of people are. I think a lot of people are doing the same that ratings otherwise wouldn't be watching.
Yep.
I downloaded MLB The Show 21 on Xbox last night, so I'll start playing that.
Nice.
Being more familiar with the names in the league, that's what helped me when I was like little, you know.
Yeah,
play Xbox or PlayStation, then you know everybody in the league instead of like these random names that I've never seen before. But hopefully they stay hot.
You know, back when Zoe was playing, he would take the video game system on the road with him.
Yeah, we'd play.
And we've seen Red Sox players take their video game systems on the road with them. Do any hockey players do that?
Oh, yeah. I have my Xbox is sitting in front of me right now.
You do? Okay. Bang. You're one of those guys.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't before this year, and then this year, obviously, we are on lockdown.
It's addictive, man.
So, yeah.
It's addictive.
You're sort of stuck there with yourself and need to entertain yourself.
Yeah, so, like, to kill a couple hours, I mean, I'm going to play Xbox.
Nice. All right, then. Yeah. Well, Chris, good luck tonight.
Yeah, man. Keep it rolling.
Looking forward to it. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Wags. Chris Wagner joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. He's a video game guy. He brings it with him.
Yeah,
on the road. He said he downloaded it last night.
Like, game night today, game day, you play tonight. I just can never picture going to bed before the game. I couldn't do it. I'm not wired that way.
Yeah, but he brought some guys up a good point. He brought a good point. You, for the most part, were playing day games.
Yes.
I bet he's not napping when they're
conditioned
this time start.
And then flying around after the games, you get in late.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he said, you know, you're just wired after the games. Your adrenaline's cranked up. Doesn't go to bed till 1:32.
All right, phone lines are open, 617-779-0985. Go nowhere. We'll get back to your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.